everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my buddy Tom Fairbanks. And Tom, there's nothing like nature giving us a car wash.
Or for those who just had their car washed.
Yeah.
She's saying hello.
I know, but when did it last rain here? Months ago. It's just so refreshing.
Yes, and I love the smell in the air, and it's just, I love everything about it.
I do too. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Hanukkah begins at sunset tonight, and want to wish all of our Jewish friends a very happy Hanukkah season. It's Buckmaster on this Thursday, December the 10th, 2020, bringing folks together on the radio in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio on 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk, worldwide live listening. We have our live listening at buckmastershow.com. We piggyback the live broadcast from KVOI.com, the Buckmaster Show Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. The Buckmaster Show contributor on health is Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Andrew Weil Endowed Chair in Integrative Medicine. She is the Executive Director of the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona, also a Professor of Medicine, Family Medicine, and Public Health. She is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine and is committed to health promotion and pioneering change efforts that solve America's healthcare system problems. She's the editor of the Oxford University textbook, Women's Integrative Health, and the author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. You can learn more about her on her website, Victoria Mazes, MAIZESMD.com, or follow her on Twitter at VMazes. Dr. Mazes, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm also so happy for the rain.
Oh, I know. The air just smelled so wonderful when I went out to pick up the paper, and it just, it's like the desert was saying, thank you. We need it.
Absolutely.
So this new survey, it's a poll, and it's was done by the Associated Press, that half of Americans will take the shot, the vaccine for COVID-19, the series of the two shots, when it becomes available. It's that one out of four that the poll found, Dr. Mazes, that are on the fence. There's this hardcore group, about 25%, that say, you know, they are against pretty much any kind of vaccinations. But I think we need to get that group on the fence on board.
Well, I agree. As you know, today the FDA is meeting to consider an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's vaccine. So they are reviewing the data, and it could be that the vaccine will be available as soon as next week to healthcare providers and to people who are in nursing homes. It's already, as of yesterday, been people in the UK started getting vaccinated, and Canada will start next week. So vaccines are almost here in the U.S., and I, for one, think this is a wonderful advance, and I know I am going to get my vaccine as soon as it is available to me.
The herd immunity, I understand it has to reach about 70%. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes. We don't know for sure. But in the United States, one of the things that we're really going to wrestle with is that we have such a high rate of people infected with COVID right now. So the good news is that the first two vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, have a very high effectiveness rate. They're 95% effective. That's amazing. You know, that means that of the vaccinated, most of the people, 95% of the ones who came down with infection, had gotten the placebo, and only 5% had gotten the vaccine. That's much better than we were initially hoping for, and that's terrific. But we also have to be aware of what the vaccine does and doesn't do. So what it does is it prevents severe illness. Wonderful. None of us want to go to the hospital with COVID. And it seems to prevent even mild or moderate disease. Again, terrific. But it doesn't mean that you don't ever get infected. And we know that if you get infected and it's in your nose, for example, you can pass it on to another person by sneezing or coughing or even just speaking in a loud voice. It can infect the next person. So we're still going to have to do all that we can to reduce the spread. And earlier in this year, we were able to bring down the spread really significantly by wearing masks and paying attention to physical distancing. So we've got to keep doing that to reduce the risk of our society just being undone by this virus.
So the mitigation factors with the masks and all of the other cleanliness precautions are certainly going to be in effect at least through 2021, wouldn't you imagine?
I think for a good long while, and I don't know exactly how long. Some of it will depend on how good a job we do at staying the course with the public health recommendations, which have been masks and physical distancing and quarantining if you do get infected, how many people get vaccinated, and how fast we're able to vaccinate the population. All of these things are going to make a difference. I understand that some people have concerns because this vaccine was developed super fast, which is a testimony to the amount of people involved and the amount of money we spent to develop these vaccines. But these are vaccines that have gone through phase 1, 2, and 3 trials. So we do know they're effective. What we don't yet know are the long-term risks of them. That is true. It's going to take months or years to know what might be side effects that happen in the long term.
And this vaccine was developed on a really different platform, which is very exciting, I think, Dr. Mazes, for the future of vaccines. Even the influenza vaccine might get a second look, probably will get a second look. This is a different way of creating a vaccine.
Yes. So these first two vaccines that are being released in the case of Pfizer already in some countries, soon hopefully in the U.S., and Moderna, which will go to the FDA next Thursday, these vaccines were developed using something called mRNA. So essentially, the body learns through the vaccine how to make a particular protein. And it's not the virus that's being injected into you. So I just want to reassure that anyone who's listening, you cannot get COVID from getting this vaccine because it isn't the actual virus that's being injected. It is instructions. It's instructions to the body how to create a protein that can then ramp up our immune system so that it can fight the virus if we're exposed to it. So it is, this mRNA is a brand new vaccine strategy. One of the companies, Moderna, has been working on mRNA vaccines for 10 years. So it's not like no one's thought of it before, but this is the first significant vaccine to be created using this technology.
And, you know, getting back to that poll, there is this group of people, they're the anti, what are commonly referred to, Dr. Mazes, is the anti-vaxxers. They don't want any kind of vaccine. They don't trust any kind of vaccine. They don't want anything put into their body. This is going to be a real tough nut to crack. People like that are not going to want to get this.
Yes. So I think you're right. There are a variety of people. I mean, there are the people who say, when Tony Fauci gets his, I'm getting mine. And I have talked with Dr. Weil and said, we need to videotape you getting your vaccine so
Absolutely.
That the world can see Dr. Weil is, you know, right up there ready to get his vaccine. I think the more we see people getting them, and indeed, in some ways, that health professionals are going to be first in line is a good thing because Well, my doctor, who understands medicine and understands science, thinks that this is an important thing to do. I think we'll help the people who are willing to be swayed by seeing others get it in front. It also means while some will have to wait longer, they'll also have a chance to see it in action just a bit longer, to know a little bit more about what to expect. And so I think that will reassure people as well.
All right. When we continue with our conversation with Dr. Victoria Mazes, we'll be talking about stress and some strategies that could bring a sense of tranquility to your life. One thing that might bring a sense of tranquility to your life is getting a Danish Kringle from Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's has all sorts of great holiday pastries available for you. Taking orders right now for your Christmas table. What type of dinner rolls would you like? How about pies, if there's a particular pie? Pretty darn sure Steve and the team will be able to bake that pie for you. Go to monasdanishbakery.com. They're open right now for lunch at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Happy holidays from Mona's Danish Bakery. Be right back on Buckmaster. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is in the process of developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, and soon will consider which projects best address transportation needs across the greater Tucson region. As part of its ongoing public outreach, the RTA invites your early input on which projects meet regional goals. Learn more about plan development and provide input at rtanext.com. Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Our friends at Jam Culinary Concepts, they've got those three wonderful restaurants, the two Vero Amori locations, authentic Neapolitan pizza and Noble Hops, craft beer and fine fare up in Oro Valley. They want me to tell our listeners, and I'm gladly doing so, that they're trying to help the community food bank this month with $5 off your meal when you bring in five cans for the food bank. Also, they have a gift card promotion going on. It's very generous. Buy $100, get a $25 gift card. That's at the two Vero Amori locations and Noble Hops in Oro Valley. Happy holidays from Jam Culinary Concepts. Now, back with our conversation with Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Executive Director of the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. This is a stressful time of year anyway, Dr. Mazes, but then throw in the pandemic and the fears of getting COVID, and it's just a very, very troubling time of year. The New York Times recently polled neurosciences, scientists, psychologists, and meditation experts, and they came up with, I think, some outstanding tips to give folks and restore a sense of tranquility to their lives. Let's talk a bit about that, Dr. Mazes.
Sounds great. I agree. They had some wonderful tips. I want to say, before we go to those, first of all, know yourself. I mean, we've all faced stress before, and we all probably have some strategies in our toolkit that work for us. So, for example, I know for me, if I'm feeling really stressed, a brisk walk is so helpful, especially if I could do it outdoors, even better in Sabino Canyon, where I could look up at the mountains and get perspective. So know what works for yourself and remind yourself to do it. For someone else, it might be prayer. It might be guided imagery. It might be taking a warm bath with Epsom salts. Whatever it is that you know works for you, do it. But going to their list, the first one, I just love this. The very first thing on the list was interrupt yourself. If you get anxious about something, do something else. You start feeling anxious, for example, the holidays are coming in. I can't celebrate with my family, or it's not going to be what I want, or I'm nervous about this or that. Just change your state. Go for a walk. Call up a loved one, even run an errand, but just change your state so that you get out of that circling, ruminating kind of thinking, and you usually are able to move yourself out of that stress or worry state.
Number two on their list was kind of surprising. I really had not thought of this, Dr. Mazes, about focusing on our feet.
Yeah, I love that. This is one from Dr. Judd Brewer. He's been a long-time researcher about anxiety. He says, if you think about being anxious, in a way, you're up in your head. And if you could ground yourself in part by actually focusing on your feet. Can you stand up? Can you step lightly with your feet? Are your feet warm or cold? Are they tingly? Can you wiggle your toes? Can you feel yourself connecting to the earth? And that is actually an interesting way to experiment with, to ground yourself.
You know, you mentioned getting up and moving around, taking a walk, and they say that even a couple of minutes can make a big difference.
Yes, I love that. And one of the things that I miss during the pandemic is dancing. I was someone who was really enjoying doing a variety of kinds of dance. And of course, that puts you up close to other people, and it increases your breathing rate. So it's a no-no during the pandemic. But I have actually created a dance playlist, and I would say one song, putting on just one song and dancing to it in the privacy of my own bedroom. Go out and take a little walk. If you can't get outside, do jumping jacks in your room. You can do wall push-ups, anything. That's going to help you move some of that kind of extra adrenaline in your system and reduce the stress.
Is there a particular song that gets you up and moving, Dr. Mazes? Staying Alive by the Bee Gees?
Well, No, I'm doing a little more modern. Right now I'm doing Happy by Pharrell. So that's been my talk, yeah. my song, yeah.
A couple of these are more obvious than the focus on the feet, like tackling a home project. That will get your mind off the anxiety, or maybe create more. I don't know.
But exactly. It's just like putting your attention somewhere else, hopefully something that is creative or fun that you like to do. Another one that I really loved was the five-finger breathing. This is a breathing technique that I actually wasn't aware of before, and I teach lots of breathing practices. Mm. But this is a lovely one. You open the palm of one hand, and then with the index finger of the other hand, you just gradually run your finger up and down, first the pinky, breathing in as you go up, and then as you go down the other side of the pinky, breathing out. And then as you go up the ring finger, breathing in, and as you go down, breathing out. And you do that gradually, covering all five fingers. It's tactile. You're engaging a lot of senses because you're using your brain to count. You're feeling the feel on your fingers. You're paying attention to your breath. And so that's a lovely practice, and it's a really nice one to teach to kids also.
That's kind of a nice takeoff into a slow meditation as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Connecting with nature, I love that one.
Yes, and of course, we're so lucky in Arizona. As lots of people go into their difficult winter where it's hard to go outdoors, it's been glorious out. So I'd say get outside. Notice the trees, the birds, the air. Today the air smells wonderful, and it probably will be quite wonderful in the days to come. Notice how winter is coming and some of the trees are losing their leaves, or maybe like me, your lantana has gotten frosted and is no longer producing flowers.
Yeah, and I was noticing driving in, the Pantano Wash has some absolutely beautiful cottonwood trees that are just a brilliant golden color. It just looked so beautiful. I just kind of wanted to get out there and walk among them. You know what I mean?
Yes, so we do have a little bit of fall color, and as you pointed out, it's usually in the washes.
Yep.
So can you get to a wash where you can see those trees?
All right, what about the diaphragm? This is something when you talk about breathing, they talk about breathing with the diaphragm.
Yes, so the diaphragm is this huge muscle that sort of mimics our lower rib cage, and when we breathe in, it actually is responsible for giving us a bigger space to bring in more air. And then when we breathe out, you know, we relax. And so we really do want to belly breathe. It's not so important to identify your diaphragm, but you want to notice that when you breathe, you're expanding your belly and not just breathing high up in the chest, and especially just in the upper chest, which is typically how people breathe very shallowly. So we want people to breathe deeply, engaging the belly muscles, engaging the diaphragm, and that's a very healthy way to reduce the feeling of stress.
Then there are the aromics like lavender, which is a very calming kind of scent.
Yes, yeah, so lavender is an essential oil, and obviously it comes from a plant. You can grow it. But the oil that comes off it has been really well studied and been shown to reduce the feelings of anxiety, stress, even depression. You can get essential oils that include lavender. You can also get other kinds of essential oil blends. There are ones that are called Calm or Comfort. And many people find these very, very soothing. And they work differently than, for example, pharmaceutical medicines. They actually go directly from the nose to the brain. And I think that they're a great tool to have at your disposal. Sometimes people just go in into their cupboard and you can smell cinnamon or you can smell vanilla. And those can be really lovely, soothing smells. So use what's at your fingertips.
Live in the moment. It's been talked about for thousands of years in philosophy, and the living in the moment is so very important, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I get anxious just like the next person. Most often it's about something in the future. And every now and then I remind myself, I don't even know if I'm going to be here then. So let me just come back to this moment where I'm sitting in a room with beautiful views of the mountains, and I'm having a great conversation with you, my friend Bill, and hopefully easing the stress of some of your listeners. And so bringing ourselves back to the present moment often can reduce our worry.
What are you looking for in 2021? I know we're all hoping for better days, but for the Center for Integrative Medicine.
Well, first, let me say for everybody, an end to this pandemic so that we can move forward with our lives, move forward with spending time with loved ones, with friends, with colleagues. I'm really looking forward to working physically together. We've been Zooming together. The Center for Integrative Medicine has mostly been teleworking. But we have many new educational programs coming that I'm excited about.
Yeah, I mean, the Zooming's been fine, but we are creatures that need contact with other human beings, Dr. Mazes. That's kind of the bottom line.
I completely agree. And so here's to getting back to that safely.
All right. I want to wish you the very best for the holiday season. And here's hoping to a wonderful 2021. We're all hoping for the very best. Thank you very much, Dr. Mazes.
My pleasure.
You can learn more about Victoria Mazes on her website, victoriamazesmd.com, or follow Dr. Mazes on her Twitter, and that's V Mazes, that's M-A-I-Z-E-S. Buckmaster Show at the midway point. We'll be talking with the vice mayor of the city of Tucson, Paul Cunningham, right after this.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Reed Park Zoo is now open for wildlife walks, a modified guest experience, prioritizing social distancing and safety. To find out more about all the changes and the new safety precautions now in place, visit reedparkzoo.org. The community-approved 10-year master plan ensures that your zoo's future is brighter than ever before. We've missed you, and so have the animals. They're waiting to welcome you back to the Reed Park Zoo.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday in the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things, 50 years and still growing, your destination for some living holiday gifts. And 25,000 poinsettias grown locally right at Green Things. So many of us will be separated from family this holiday season. It's going to be a very kind of lonely Christmas for a lot of people. Why not cheer up a neighbor or a friend with a poinsettia or two from Green Things? We have a couple of them now at the Buckmaster household. And I'll tell you, we have the traditional, being very traditional folks, have the red color, and they are beautiful. They are looking so healthy. Green Things, 3384 East River Road, greenthingsaz.com, and of course, Zocalo Village, all the wonderful collection, Mexican folk art, and holiday treasures for your home at ZocaloVillage.com, which is part of Green Things. The Buckmaster Show Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go now on the live line for our monthly conversation with the Vice Mayor of the City of Tucson. His name is Paul Cunningham, a Democrat representing the people of Ward 2. Councilman, how are you today?
Very, as well as I can be, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
How are you feeling?
Oh, fine. Just fine. Again, like many of us, you get the notice that you've possibly been exposed and you have to go get tested. And you wait those results kind of anxiously. And as of today, I'm COVID clear, but it's every week or every other week, you know, and so that's kind of how that stuff goes down, and it's a little bit harrowing, but I think everybody's trying to get through it as best they can.
Yeah, we are. We're all taking one day at a time. We had some wonderful tips from Dr. Mazes in the first two segments of the show about how to deal with all the stress that this pandemic has caused. Let's go back to the decision, Paul Cunningham. You spoke up, and I believe rightly so, for the business community when you were talking and the council was talking about a mandatory curfew. Originally, it came out as it was going to be 8 o'clock. You said, no, this won't work. You said then 10 o'clock would be something that would be acceptable. What went through your mind, Paul?
Multiple things. There are so many different variables. There are so many different human stories here. And you want to give a nod to everybody. And the person who makes their livelihood as a bartender, as a cocktail waitress, or as a server for late night food versus the nurse who has worked 14 shifts in a row versus the person who lost their spouse to COVID and versus the statistical guy who religiously gets in the morning first thing and opens up the Arizona Department of Health Services dashboard and sees kind of where we are and what the spread of this virus is like. For all those people, you have to think about all of them and you have to weigh your decisions on all of them. First, the mayor was right. We had to have the conversation. We were in a situation where Bed spaces are becoming a premium again, just like they were when we peaked earlier this summer. So we really had to have the discussion. But on the other side, there were some other cities around the country who had used the 10 o'clock model and had some wonderful success, but at least some limited success, and in some cases, some decent success. And so I thought it was a good compromise. I proposed it, and I really appreciate the mayor and the rest of the council listening and kind of weighing it all the way. I think we ended up on a unanimous vote. So I went in there. I actually hadn't spoken to my colleagues formally about what I was going to do. I had just put a bunch of notes together and just read them through and kind of tried to process everything in front of me all at once, and that's the motion that came out, and I think it was prudent. We've already seen a couple days where, you know, despite us representing about between 15% and 17% of the population of Arizona, we're usually under 10% of the growth of the cases, and so I can't say that that's because of the curfew, and I can't say that's because of all the things we've done, but it's nice to be in the situation to be able to say that we don't have as high a spread as our neighboring, you know, communities, and that's the in our most neighborly urban community where we've responded well, and I think that's a testament to the county health department, into the teamwork of the hospitals, and the teamwork of the healthcare community, trying to make sure, hey, everybody can get tested. Hey, we can meet you where we are to help you give what limited treatments are available. And I that's a big piece of it. As I've said on this show, and I say every council meeting, I say in my newsletter every week, doesn't matter if you have a cough, the sniffles, if you hurt a friend of a friend, got exposed, whatever the reason, you can go get tested. And right now we've got about a 2-day lag, so we can't get you in the next day, but there are pop-up sites where we can get you in the next day. So we've tried to augment that. And tests around the country are premium. My sister is a medical officer in one of the larger, kind of like the banner of the Tacoma Olympia area of the state of Washington. And she was surprised that we were able, have this many tests available for folks. And she said that Tucson's done a good job with that. And I know she's biased because her brother's the vice mayor, but you know, I'm glad to hear that we've made the right decisions, and we're just trying to keep everybody afloat. According to the feds, we're going to get statewide 250,000 batches, but that's only 125,000 actual dosages in the first wave. And we'll get those in the next 4 or 5 days or so. And then from there, we'll have about 100 days. The goal is to nationwide to inoculate 100 million people in 100 days. I don't know if they're going to pull that off, let's be honest. But that's what they're saying they can do.
How much vaccine for the Tucson vicinity then, do you think, initially?
Tucson needs to vaccinate every soul. We need 2 million doses because it's a two-dose process.
Right.
The crazy thing is that by the time we finish dosing 2 million doses, we'd probably – the single dose that they're testing now will be available. So you go into it in the blind and you kind of let it unfold. I don't know if anybody else out there plays basketball. I used to play a lot of basketball, and they used to say, don't force it. Let the game come to you. Well, that's the same thing with the vaccine. If we force it and we try to do too much at once, things can get overlooked, and you know, there's some real technical things here, considering the type of refrigeration units we'd have to have, the number of days that the it's viable once it's distributed. I mean, there's some logistical pieces here that are very delicate as well. So we're going to do our best to address all those issues. And I think we'll have a good plan in place. I think there's a mechanism with the computers and the software that are used in our healthcare networks and with our lab finder system in tracking tests that can marry up to how we can get people inoculated. I think that the other piece is the method in which they're going to do it. We're going to get our healthcare workers obviously first, then we're going to get to our elderly care workers are in that group. Then we've got our first responders, and then the governor's put out that he wants to get our teachers inoculated, and that makes sense to me because he wants the kids to go back to school.
Right.
And I actually endorse that. I think that's actually a prudent decision. I can't imagine being a kid right now. And you know, I have a son who's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's affected my family personally. Not only that, my son last year, towards the end of the school year, right before COVID hit, was elected student body president at his high school.
Oh, what a year. What a year for that.
And so I feel for him so bad.
Wow.
You know, he's tough. Got no homecoming to plan, no prom to plan.
Nothing.
No, nothing. You know? And,
yeah.
And I feel bad for him because that was kind of what his thing was. Every kid who goes through school should get to. You know, the whole idea of high school is everybody gets to be good at something and find out what they're good at. That's the whole point. And educators out there know that. And just going through the motions and doing online classwork is it's so sterile.
Oh, yeah.
Almost, you know, you ever see that movie? It's actually more your era than mine, Bubba. It's a movie called 2001, A Space Odyssey.
And of course.
This guy named Stanley Kubrick was the director.
Yes.
And he made the humans in it he dehumanized the humans in them. He kind of gave them no personalities and stuff.
Yeah.
On the preface that, you know, if we keep doing all this online stuff and that's all we do, we're headed for that, man. I mean,
yeah.
I know that sounds a little out there, but
no, it's
out there time.
And talking to HAL was the computer that the people in 2001, the astronauts talked to HAL. HAL became their best friend. I got to take a break right here. Stay with us. I've got a couple more questions about vaccine and testing with Paul Cunningham. It's Buckmaster in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studios. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for the draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, they have been such a great sponsor, a great partner. Pretty much in our entire 10 years, our 10-year anniversary is the first week of January. We'll be entering year number 11. They've been with us, and they're still with us, and you can start planning to visit when things start to improve, and hopefully that will be very soon. It's just a 3-hour drive over to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. But start your planning now, so hopefully early in the new year, things will be improving, so you'll be able to take that road trip. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. There you'll find about great places to stay and so much to do in Silver City. We continue with our conversation, our monthly conversation with the Vice Mayor of the City of Tucson, Paul Cunningham. Paul, you mentioned several testing sites. I was looking that up. The Udall Center is one, and I see they do require an appointment. It can be done quite easily online. Can you usually get an appointment for the next day, Paul?
Usually you can, but not in the last couple of weeks. We've had quite a spike in appointments, and that's good that people are getting tested, but that's also bad that a lot of people are probably not getting tested because they are going to get tested because they have symptoms. But it opens up within about a day. If you look at all four sites, usually you can find a time slot within about 24 to 36 hours, sometimes 48, but usually. And as obviously as the day gets later, you might get pushed out. So it during the summer, it was great once it first went online. Not only would you get your test within 24 hours, you'd get your results within 24 to 36 hours. Now it's probably more like about 24 to 48 hours, you get your test, and then you get your results another 48. So it's a 4-day lag right now before you finally get your results. And that's hard to, to quarantine for 96 hours until you get your results, when the only reason you're going is just to be safe.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, some of the, but it's an ever-changing dynamic, you know. It's what we are right now. It's who we are right now. And it's going to be who we are for the next, you know, 90 to 150 days anyway. And we're just going to have to live with that and do our best to be good citizens, to socially distance, to wear our masks, and to stay home if we think we've been exposed or at risk. And we're going to make it. There's the light at the end of the tunnel. It's been, let's be honest, it's been a year of heck. It's been awful.
There's
so many things about 2020 that have put the world on its head, and it put our country on its head, in some cases put the city on its head. But we're still here. We're still standing here. And, you know, if we can hold on a little bit longer, We need to honor the people that we lost and never forget them, and drive on. And so that's kind of the message that I think any local leader should be giving, and I'm going to continue to give it.
All right, I got another question. Got a lot of questions, actually, but of course, time is the big factor for us. But will CVS and Walgreens, how are you envisioning, is this going to work? Can you go to CVS, Walgreens to get, if you're on, when your time comes, you're on the list of qualified, how is it going to work?
Well, I think there's going to be, I think it's going to be in three tracks. I think this is America. It's the land of capitalism. So there's going to be a partial thing where some of these vaccine companies are going to say, if you've got enough money, we'll get you. We'll figure out a way to get you down. And I don't know how to stop that. That's at a federal level if they're going to put a stop to that. On the other side, I think there'll be a track later on where if you want to get expedited, the supplies will be there that you could go to, yes, CVS or Next Health or Urgent Care, and they'll do your vaccine or your PCP. But I think to start, it will be done through what I'm thinking is we're going to do it through either the hospitals or we're going to do it the way we've done testing, which is with pop-up sites, or we're going to pick a site in the city and county, a few sites, and they're going to coordinate that effort with the feds and the state. That's probably how I think it's going to go. But I don't have that. I'm not privy to all that information right now because I think it's still a work in progress because you still don't know how many dosages you're going to get of the Pfizer, how many dosages of the Moderna you're going to get. And then there's the AZ vaccine, which is the kind of the X factor in all this, which is only 50 or 60% effective. Well, that's not necessarily a good thing, but it is a good thing for people like, say, under 40, who we just don't want them to become carriers and reducing, you know, who are very low risk anyway. So there's all these like different kind of, and it's going to unfold organically. It's going to unfold. Remember, we were freaked out in April because there weren't enough tests. We don't have enough test kits. What are we going to do? We don't have enough tests. We don't have enough PPE. Well, once we got enough PPE and once we got enough tests, we kind of, that happened organically. All of a sudden, everybody had enough tests. Not all of a sudden, but over about a month or two, tests weren't so premium. PPE wasn't, you know, you could go to Home Depot and get a $10 package of KN95 masks. So, you know, that I think the same thing is going to happen with the vaccination, in that people are going to get a little bit frustrated and it's going to be tough at first. That person got it before me and that's not fair. And there's going to be some of that going on in this first, say, 45 to 60 days. But I think after that, as the supply chain cycle kind of gets, you know how supply chain cycles are. These businesses figure out their supply chain cycle, figure out their logistics, and they got a nice rhythm going, like a well-oiled machine. I mean, that's where the phrase comes from. So once that supply chain cycle is kind of, you know, churning it out and doing it what it needs to do, and they can duplicate it in other places, when you don't have that supply chain problem, then there isn't panic. Everybody, by then, like 60 days in, people will have a pretty good idea when their turn is, and they'll just have to decide whether they want to stay home or not.
All right. Paul Cunningham, have to go. I got a million other questions, but we'll pick it up the next time. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great night.
Have a great holiday. Paul Cunningham with us on the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Tom Fairbanks Engineering and Producing, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Dave Ramsey is next with his popular show about money. Have a great afternoon, everybody.